morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. And as you know, we're highlighting and spotlighting, or whatever words you want to use, the candidates that are running for public office during this election cycle. Today, I have with me Jim Conant. He is running unopposed. We still want to let people know what these counselors do. And somebody like Jim, one of the first questions we're going to ask him is, why are you running? Because you know what it is. But we'll get to that. Also, I really want to say something, and I don't usually do this during campaign things, but today is kind of a really special day. Mary Wheat is 92 years old on October 12th, and all she wants is cereal. Donate, please, to the Pittsfield Community Pantry. Pittsfield Community Pantry. I'm sorry. Jim, Pittsfield Community Pantry, Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 11, or by appointment, call by Gretchen DiBartolo, 413-446-0730. And that will not count on Jim's time. So there you go.
Well, thank you.
Now, Mary Wheat, she's going to be 90 and thousands of boxes of cereal for kiddos. So now,
happy birthday, Mary.
Yeah. Start the clock. Jim, thanks for coming on. I have to say this. Thank you for running, and good luck, because, and I mean that sincerely, it's not an easy task. You know that, being a counselor and a former school committee person, you know what it takes and the involvement in the good, the bad, and the ugly of it. So I applaud you for getting back and throwing your hat in the ring. So, but first, all right. Do me a favor. Tell me why you're running for re-election.
Well, Bill, I get asked, it's funny that you ask that, because I do get asked that question a lot.
Yeah.
Serving public service in our hometown.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody, that's for sure. There's a lot of ups and downs and a lot of emotions and so forth. And it's also a lot of work. But I really feel committed to Pittsfield. I'm a Pittsfield native.
Yeah.
I grew up here. I graduated from high school here. And, I went off to graduate from the University of Massachusetts, left for, about 10 or 15 years, came back. And, Pittsfield has a lot of beautiful places. There's contrary to popular belief, there are a lot of things to do here.
Yeah.
And you just need to know and search them out, which is no excuse in today's age. But, I wanted to give back some time to my community and try to help it move along. I'm very well aware of the issues. I've served on boards and committees over the years. So it was an easy transition for me to get involved. And here I am.
Well, and again, as I said at the top of the show, thank you for doing it. You're certainly no stranger to what it takes to be on a school committee or what it takes to be on the city council. And, I just think it's good that people that are in it stay in it. I look at the school committee. Thank God for Dan Elias, because he's the institutional memory.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
What do you, Jim, believe some of the biggest challenges facing Pittsfield over the next 2 years? What are some of those?
The biggest issue is it's going to be the same issue that is right now. It's the lack of affordable housing. It's the the continuing pressure against our taxpayers to fund the city so it can operate properly, so we can have money for capital projects, so that we can take care of the roads and sidewalks. We have over 60 municipal-owned buildings. They're all in different states of repair, but the ones that need repair really need repair. So there's plenty of challenges, and it's not from the lack of not knowing or not the lack of doing or wanting to do it. It's just, we have to, just like in your own household, you have to budget and you have to have a plan. And we do have a plan, and it's laid out on with the mayor's capital investment plan. It's on the city website, cityofpittsfield.gov. There's so much information on the website, and I just wish that people would take a little time on a rainy weekend and look it over and become educated, instead of just shouting out, on social media, when you really just, most of the time I look at it, and I don't look at it very often. But when I do look at it, I just shake my head, because most of the people that are writing things on it, it just couldn't be farther from the truth that there is. So that's that. But it's going to be a challenge, because we all know that there's clawbacks from the federal government for grants. It's also affecting the state budget, because many people don't realize that billions of dollars are sent by the federal government to the state of Massachusetts and other states. A lot of that's getting clawed back. And so it's going to be very, very challenging the next 3 to 4 years, because there's no replacement for these funds, and we're just going to have to budget things really tight and ride out the storm.
I read in the Eagle about $550 million cut from the federal government. And again, that all trickles down. And I think everybody watching these interviews should understand that they call it the trickle down effect. Well, this is the trickle down effect.
Yeah, this is not what the Reagan era used to call trickle-down economics. I wish there was more communication explaining, what the method of their madness is. But it's just not. You just read the headlines like I do, and this got clawed back. Environmental protections got clawed back. Schools are mute. School funding is so desperately needed. There's I'm so concerned about our, not just Pittsfield schools, but the public education system across America in general. It's failing every year. We're not we're not staying current.
No.
And furthermore, the teaching profession is, there's a shortage of teachers. There's a critical shortage of teachers. And this is why, many school districts across our state and elsewhere, they give people with college degrees an opportunity to teach, and they get a waiver from the
Yeah.
teaching license, and they have to get one in 3 years. And these people can teach. They just not haven't met the requirements that DESE requires.
Yeah.
And so that makes it difficult. But you have to have people in front of the classroom to organize and keep it together, and so it's going to be a little bit of a challenge. But hopefully, cooler heads will prevail, and all these school systems across our country can have the adequate funding, because public education is much, much different than years ago. The education was delivered with books and chalkboards,
Yeah.
and that's not the case anymore. You'd be hard pressed to find a chalkboard in front of classroom today. A lot of it's all electronic. There's laptops that the students can use in the classroom. There's overhead projectors up in the ceiling. You see these things so the teachers can implement their
PowerPoints.
teaching plan, on a screen, and then you can send the homework home on an email. So, the modern world is here, and in many ways, it makes the delivery of the education much, much more efficient.
And today it's an instantaneous world. When we were growing up, and I'm older than you are, but it was, you had to wait for a letter or a mail or something, a phone call. And my father, when the phone, my sister, her boyfriends or whatever, girlfriends would call her at 5 o'clock at supper time, and my father's would say, "What person would call at 5 o'clock?" every time the phone rang. But and there was no answer. The only answering machines were sitting at the table, and they didn't dare get up. So there you go. There's a little bit of a difference. Jim, there's a lot of challenges. There's the housing, but one of the other ones that I've asked about, what is your feeling on civil service for police and fire? It costs the city a lot of money.
My humble opinion is that the city doesn't need civil service. It slows down the hiring process to a crawl. And you can't respond. You get firemen or first responder, policemen, firemen. If they get hurt on the job, you or they unexpectedly retire or move away, they take another job. A lot of things can happen, and all of a sudden you're down a person. And to replace that person is you don't put those jobs on Indeed and look for somebody. So they have to go to training, and so it takes time, and you it might take you a year to fill that spot, and so then in the meantime, you have to still have the right amount of people on shifts, where whatever it is, firemen or policemen, and of course then that raises havoc with the overtime budget. It's kind of a catch-22 thing. You have to have people to cover shifts and be prepared. And but by the same token, we're in this part of the world where it's just that much harder to hire people with civil service. And not only that, but I think people should know that once people are hired, there's unions that
That's
protect
right.
their rights and negotiate their benefits and their wages. And civil service doesn't do that. So I think civil service at one time was probably a great idea, but in this day and age, it's just not effective and doesn't really help either side.
And some other cities and towns that have had it have gotten out of it. I always feel badly for the Chiefs that have to, during budget time, have to go up and somebody, councilors, oh, why is your overtime so high? Well, it's minimum staffing. It's probably a time and a half, a minimum. So, I agree with you, Jim, 100%. We have unions now. And in my humble opinion, I think the unions have far more teeth than civil service ever had. But that's
No
just
question
my
about it.
opinion.
No question about it.
The if reelected, how best do you think you personally will deal? Like, it's kind of a general question. The things that you've articulated, we'll say civil service, we'll say housing. As a council member, how will you add dimension or solutions or ideas even at this point? I mean, on the housing thing, we can't just wave a magic wand and build 10,000 units or whatever.
No, I mean, the housing and homelessness issues here in Pittsfield and very elsewhere as well. If you're in a city, no matter even from a small city like Pittsfield to a big city like Boston, Homelessness is an incredibly difficult and challenging issue to deal with. It's so complex. There's no there's no answers that are so easy to straighten this out. And it's going to require a lot of funding to build homeless living arrangements for people. And quite frankly, the local tax receipts, just we just can't afford it. And so we need help from the state and federal partners, and so does everybody else. But in with this political environment that we're in right now, unfortunately, those issues are going to move very, very slowly.
I think too that I've watched all those hearings, and I applaud the counselors, and I know you have your rules, but even sometimes some of the way I don't want to use the word attack, but inappropriate accusations. How's that? This is a big one. I thought that up. I want people to realize that inappropriate accusation about you not caring enough. I think that's unkind to the
Yep, no,
counselors, to
it
the
is.
mayor.
We, I mean, we all care. There are other human beings, and they're in need. But we just you just can't flip a switch and make wrongs a right. And we do care, and we are searching. We think about it all the time, but these projects need to be funded, and the community development department has they have a committee. They talk about this. They formulated ideas. So there's conversations going on, and there's a thought process going on, and we just have to be fortunate enough to be able to find to put the financial puzzle together to move forward.
And I think too, like I said, that as counselors, as the mayor, you showed great restraint. Well, I'll just leave it at that. At some of the people who, through no fault of their own or your own, blaming you for their issues or saying you're not caring. That to me is the most hurtful thing they could say, because I know most of the people on the council and I know how hard they're working. But what's the old say? You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. And right now we just don't have any silk purses left.
No, it's true, but we should be able to. I think the goal is to have plans in place, and so that when there's a different political mindset, we'll be off and running, and that's really what our goal is at this point.
And I think you're real, everybody's really trying at it. And that's the point I want to get across for, especially for the counselors that are being real, re, up for re-election. They have, for the voting public, in my humble opinion, they have done as good a job as can be done, given all of the circumstances.
No, I agree. I mean, the council, I feel that is it's a good collective group. We all work together to try to solve problems. I haven't come across any of my experience in the last few years of anybody that didn't want to work together, that doesn't reach out. I know the mayor is putting a lot of time and energy behind this. They formed committees and have people, specialists on there to talk about it and try to educate everybody involved. And it's unfortunate when people come up in public session and drop profanity left and right. And I want them to express their feelings and their opinion, but they need to do so in a calm, collective manner. And because yelling and screaming up there with laced with profanity, that just shuts everybody off.
Yes, 100%. Because, like I say, I watch these, I just sometimes say, what are you thinking? You know, to the open mic person, what are you thinking? You're damaging your cause. You're not helping it. But that's what folks for out there that are running for council and that have thought about it or thinking about it for next time, remember that. And I tell people, new people, you have to have the skin of an armadillo to even to do a radio show. But trust me when I tell you.
Yep.
Jim, what do you find? What do you find is the most rewarding part of being a city councilor?
Just helping people, especially our senior citizens who do not navigate the electronic world. When we were going through with the change of the toters, I got a lot of old-fashioned phone calls, even a couple old-fashioned letters on snail mail.
Wow.
And
Wow.
I went out and met those folks,
Yep.
and showed them the paperwork, had them sign the paperwork. If they needed the extra assistance to bring their toter out where it could get picked up and so forth, so that's rewarding when you can help somebody. And they were all very grateful. I even get thank you cards from that. So
Wow.
that make that they don't have to do that, but they did,
Oh, nice.
it puts a smile on your face.
And what do you find the most challenging?
I think the challenging is just trying to plan what what our future is. It's we have Pittsfield is designed as a has infrastructure for 60,000 people. That we don't have that right now. I think we're hovering around 43, 44,000 people. And that infrastructure comes, it needs maintenance, and
Yeah.
some of it's going to be replaced. And that's going to be a big challenge in the next 10 years, no question about it.
And you're 100% right with that. Now, my next question, because I fall into this category, I keep hearing, well, we're an aging city. We're an aging city. Well, I know I'm aging. Every morning I get up, I got to check for figure what part's not working today. But what is the city doing to address the aging process? And here's why I asked that, Jim. Years back, about before you were on the council, they started stripping handicapped parking off of North Street and putting it on the side streets. Well, if you think of the concept of handicapped parking, it's so the people can shortest distance. And like the Miller Building where they had doctors and done. So do you think that the city will embrace or think about what are they doing for the city's elderly, seniors? I know we got a great Jim Clark and he's retiring, but we got a great senior center. Great.
No, yeah, Jim Clark's irreplaceable. What a fine gentleman he's been, and what
Yep.
a dedicated public servant he's been.
Yep.
It's just difficult. I don't know. I really don't have a good answer for your question, to
That's
tell you the
fine.
truth.
But you're honest. That's what I like about people.
Yeah.
You're honest and you're transparent. You say what you
Yeah.
feel, no hidden agendas. But this has been something that's been on my bailiwick for a while now. I hear it every, I just heard it the other night and what brought it to my, we're an aging city. Okay, we know that. What are we doing?
Yeah, no, I mean we are but so is in all of Berkshire County for that matter.
Yeah.
And so is in central Massachusetts for that matter. So that tells you something where you've got young people from our community graduate from high school, they go to college, and then they graduate. Some come back home,
Yeah.
but there's no question over the last decade or so, maybe even a little bit longer, you've got these young people that want to come back to their hometown.
Yeah.
They want to live here. my children fit into this category, and so many of my friends' children. But you know what? There's a lack of skilled jobs here in town, and so to that end, you can't make companies come here, but we can try to make it as inviting as possible, and that's what the rehabilitation of the PETA site, the OGE
Yep.
property is. And there's a lot of good synergy, of good positive motion going on there. So that will be our future business park. And there we do have plans to build a very large office complex in there.
Yep.
And it hasn't been totally announced yet because I know they're working on finishing up all the details, but the very fact that it's this close is really a positive development. But young people they're all around Boston or in the Boston suburbs.
Yeah.
And so this is nothing new. And we need to find a way to make our area attractive. And one of those, I think, that has to definitely happen is a high-speed train from, Albany to Boston.
Get no
And it has
argument with
to,
me.
and it's planned that the first draft has the train going through Pittsfield, and as well as it should, and go through Springfield, Worcester, and Boston. So that has just so much potential to change how people think and the economic fortunes of the area.
And just before I get in the closing, because I want to give you about 3 or 4 minutes to tell people why they should vote for you. And Jim is the ward counselor for Ward 4.
Yeah.
So, and he's running unopposed. But please get out there and vote. This is a big election for us. These are the
Is.
people, the city council and the school committee, really directly their decisions and their plans and all directly affect us.
There's
Where,
no question about it.
yeah, and Jim, we have horrible turnout, so that's why I'm really pushing people to get out and vote.
No, well, I commend you for that. And there's no question, unfortunately, it's probably going to be about a 25% turnout, which is not very good.
No.
But, there's no excuse for people to say they're too busy in this day and age. There's mail-in ballots. You
Yeah.
can go up and vote early at City Hall.
Yep.
You just don't have to wait till Election Day and run around or you forgot and so forth and so on. So, we want to make sure that that the citizens of Pittsfield that have the people they want representing them.
Yeah.
And in my case, being running unopposed, well, that happens occasionally. I think myself and Councillor Warren are running unopposed, and Councillor Wren. And so it there's multiple reasons for that that I'm not going to get into here now, but I think for people that are interested in the city council, I would recommend to them to contact the mayor or myself and try to and request to get on a board or a commission.
Yeah.
And that way there you can get your feet wet and see how the building operates and all the ins and outs of it. And that's basically what I did, and it was a really easy transition for me. I've served on the
Yeah.
Parks Commission, I'm on the School Building Needs Commission, and of course the Conservation Commission. I'm a longtime member of that, and I really believe in protecting our environment, especially wetlands.
And again, it is important, I think, that you get out and vote, even though Jim's running unopposed, Kenny's running unopposed, Matt Rim's running. Your vote tells them you have confidence in them. And what Jim just said, they make it so easy to vote that there is no excuse not to vote, in my book.
Right.
In my book, Would you have people that are willing to go? And Jim, one last question. We got a minute and a half. How many hours a week do you devote to your job as a counselor?
Well, it's a part-time job. None of us are up there for the stipend that we got because it hasn't been changed in 20 years. And I think that's part of the reason why people don't run. But I don't have any, data to back that up. But, it's just common sense part of it. But I think, in Ward 4, it's just about getting to know people, making contact. Ward 4 is a 99% residential area. There's no commercial development here, and so it's a different it's a little bit different than some of the other wards. We don't
About 30 seconds.
We don't have lakes and a lot of other things. This is residential, and people have re residential issues.
And I will say this, and what's the old saying, Jim? You got to win Ward 4 to be mayor. So
Yeah,
there
well,
you go. Or,
there's no question about that.
yeah, Jim, thank you so much. Thank you, first of all, for running. Thank you for coming on the show, and best of luck. I'll be in
All right.
touch.
Thank you, Bill, and thank you for doing what you do. It's
Thanks.
just a labor of love, and I know you love
I do. I do. It's not the big money.
it.
Thanks, Jim. Best good luck.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. It's been a tumultuous time. We have finished all our interviews with potential candidates, and now I'm going to do what I love to do. I'm interviewing one of the most wonderful people you're ever going to meet. Her name is Lisa Torrey, and she is the big shot. I don't know what her official title is. I forgot.
Director of RSVP.
Director of RSVP, Retired Senior Volunteer Program, which I will tell you is a gift to this community. The volunteers that the retired seniors, they volunteer at not-for-profits, all kinds of things. And this is the lady that really has revitalized it. And I mean that sincerely. It was kind of went astray there for a while. Lisa's taken over and she's been terrific. So without further ado, foie gras, soup du jour. Lisa Torrey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Bill. How are you?
Well, I'm, older, fatter, and balder than I was yesterday. But, You've done so much, and now like the theater season's kind of winding down and everything. A lot of those places couldn't have really done it without your help.
That
volunteers.
Is the absolute truth of the matter. So some of the seasonal stuff is starting to wind down. Pittsfield Beautiful and the theaters and all that summer programming. But we have some new stations on deck. We have some new opportunities on deck. I mean, we're starting to get into the Elf Warm clothing drive. It's going on at BCAC. Of course, there's always need at the food pantry for volunteers. So there's plenty of other opportunities.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, people that when I used to be on the board, just under full disclosure, of RSVP, and the thing is, the volunteers, they in talking with them, and they get as much out of it as they do to put into it. They love
Yeah,
what they do.
they do. And we just actually met with Berkshire County ARC today. We just signed them
Oh.
as a station, and the words just came out of my mouth and at that meeting. It's an absolute joy for me to work with the volunteers, because the people that come into my office generally are coming in so that they can make a difference in the community.
Yeah.
They want to give back,
Yeah.
and they're excited to be out there engaging with people and doing good in the community. And
Yes.
so it is a pleasure to work with them.
Yeah. And they, so many through the years have some have passed that I think back on, and they absolutely Jean Ryan for one. I mean, she just what a beautiful, wonderful, giving person she was. And she volunteered for years.
Yes, she did. And so she, I worked with her when I was a teenager, at Berkshire Medical Center. She was the volunteer coordinator,
Yeah.
for Berkshire Medical Center, and I worked with her then. And recently, I have been working with Darlene Baisley, who was the volunteer coordinator for Berkshire Medical Center. Also was on our RSVP board up until recently, and she just passed away
Yes.
recently, October 8th, she did.
What a beautiful person she
In
was,
just the
too.
same way as Jean, just a beautiful person, had very creative ideas, and was really interested in giving back to the community in the most positive, meaningful ways.
Yeah. Yeah, and for people that are listening, Lisa's going to tell you if you have it, if you heard of but or haven't heard of RSVP, she's going to tell you where they're at. If you'd like to volunteer, and here's the other thing, don't be afraid to volunteer because they will accommodate your availability. It's not like if you sign up, you got to do 40 hours a week or 20 hours a month or.
I'm not gonna hound you. Like I gotta I just the thing of it is people, oh, I don't have time. Well, there is literally volunteer opportunities for everybody.
Yes.
If you're somebody who wants to have that kind of autonomy, we have volunteer jobs that have that kind of autonomy where you don't have to commit to a certain regimented schedule. There are some people that really do like knowing that, every Wednesday I'm going to be volunteering here at this time. So there is something for everybody. It's as little as or as much as you want to put into it.
Exactly. Exactly. And like I said earlier on, from the people, and I know, like even us, myself, we're volunteers at WTBR and PCTV. Yes, they have paid staff, but they also have a ton of volunteers to do
They
the all
do.
anybody who does a program, they're volunteering.
And I want to just give a shout out to PCTV because we recently just won an award at your annual meeting.
Yeah,
You're there.
I was there.
You saw it, and that was such an honor to win that award. Community service through community
Yeah.
media was the award that RSVP won. When you're a department like mine, that kind of runs on a shoestring of a budget, there is not much money available for promoting what it is
Yeah.
that you do. So kudos to for PCTV and WTBR for allowing me to come on and inform the public about what it is that RSVP does, and how we can help you, or how
Yeah.
can volunteer, and those sorts of things. And on that note, we have I'm going to be producing my own show.
Yeah.
Actually, I just did the training this week. So it's going to be called Community in Action. So if you're listening today, stay tuned for our new show. We are putting our stations out there for the public to be informed about. So I will be starting with PCTV because it's the path of least resistance as far as
Yeah.
interviewing a station. So kind of to
Right.
and talk about what it is that the volunteer station does for the community, the ways in which people can volunteer and help out with that, and just really highlighting the work that goes into it. So I feel like I have plenty of material to work with. We have over 60 volunteer stations signed up right now, that
Wow.
have an MOU with us. So I feel like it's a good way to inform the community about all of these nonprofits that are out there doing all kinds of work every single day,
Yeah.
and in the help that they need in order to do that work. So.
Yeah, and I can't, especially in these times, let me just phrase it that way. In these times, many of these nonprofits will need more volunteer help because their budgets have been cut. I don't we were when I say we were worried that maybe RSVP's budget would be eliminated in this cost. And that to me would have been an unbelievable tragedy because of all the good they do in it. For we're talking short money. Trust me. I mean, I wish the budget was double what it is, but what they do with a shoestring, really, and these not other not-for-profits would be hurting if they didn't have the RSVP volunteers.
Absolutely. I actually just looked at statistics before I got on with you because ironically, tomorrow is our advisory board meeting first thing in the morning, and I usually like to give them a little bit of statistics of what's been going
Yeah.
on. And so right now, year to date, so we're talking a calendar year from January 1st
Yeah.
until right now, we have 327 active volunteers in the community.
Wow.
So,
That,
yeah,
well, as I
that's a
said
lot.
in the beginning, not to step on you, but as I said in the beginning, this young lady, she has breathed new life into this organization, and I will stand by her, for her, with her, in any endeavor she tries. That's how committed I am to RSVP and to her, because as with any agencies or organization, they have sometimes they have dry spots, and they went through a dry spot here.
Yes, they
Lisa got the job, and next thing you know, trees are growing. So
have.
really, what she's done has been amazing. And I mean that, Lisa, with all my with all
You
my
know,
heart.
it has been a really challenging time this year to be leading this organization through everything that we are going through with the federal government. But my commitment and my dedication to this department is unwavered.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm in full support of our mission and everything that we do here at
Yeah.
RSVP. So
Yeah.
I'm happy to have landed in this role. And everything that I'm going through is just a new learning experience for me, and
Yeah.
something that I'm adding to my lifetime experience as well. So that's how I look at it. we'll get through whatever it is that's thrown at us, for sure. And I certainly couldn't do that without the support of my volunteers and the staff. And we were a staff of three people, myself included. So it's a small staff, but I do have currently 400 volunteers that are enrolled with us.
Wow,
We
that's
this is incredible. This statistic really is incredible. We have signed up 75 new volunteers year to date
wow.
from January 1st. So to put that in perspective, we signed up 62 total last year for the entire calendar year. So we and they just keep coming in. Like it's so it's people really want to be involved
I think so, yeah.
in the community. And what I'm finding too, and I know, I see what people write on Facebook and I see the people that get up on their soapboxes and have all kinds of negative things to say about Pittsfield and Berkshire County and why would anyone want to live here? I really can attest to the fact that people are coming here from other areas to live because they come into my office daily to sign up to volunteer. So
You're 100% correct, and people who have lived in spots that some people in Pittsburgh would love to have lived in, they're leaving those spots to come here. So, Pittsfield is a gem. I've lived in a lot of places all over the world, and I say this a lot because it's true. Pittsfield is the only community that I know of where if a complete stranger's house burns down, or their kid is sick and needs to go to Boston Medical Kids Children's Hospital, people come together at some organization or some venue and raise, but they don't even know who it may, they may know who it's for, but they don't know the person. They just know that the person's in need. You know,
Yeah,
and that to me, you just don't find that other places.
you don't, and I just feel like this is like I've been other places. And so oftentimes when I read things like that, I wonder if people have been anywhere else. You know what I mean? Because I have. And this is a great place to be. It's a beautiful area. And again, I feel very fortunate to be doing the work that I'm able to do. When I entered into this career of human services, I really didn't know what that was going to look like for me. I am so glad that this is what it is for me because it's very rewarding.
And it's rewarding, but you have made it what it is today. You have planted all these seeds now, and they're starting to grow. And you know, sometimes I think it's wonderful to be humble, but sometimes you gotta reach over and pat yourself in the back. So when I took
Thanks.
this was a sinking ship, you know, or whatever, and what you've done in just the statistics you just gave us. When's the last time they had numbers like that? I about was thinking.
It's been a long, long time since and the number of hours served right now, we're at almost 30,000 hours of I mean, and all the hours are not in because we're not at the end of the year. But to put that also into perspective, last year we had 40,699 total hours for the calendar year. So we're in October. All the October hours are not in.
That's
All
right.
the September hours are not in yet. So we're still putting hours in. And then of course we have November and December, which haven't even happened yet. So, we're probably going to beat that number, this year, which is amazing.
It is amazing, but it's like you said, when I gotta we are a staff of three, so when they have an office party, they have it around the kitchen table. But Lisa's kitchen. But when you go back, and again, before I forget again, give us, if somebody's watching or listening and they want to volunteer or find out more about how do they go about doing that?
Sure, you can always stop in. We're on the Bartlett Avenue side of the library, right next to the children's department. You cannot miss RSVP. We have a big sign that's right in our window forefront. When you drive in the parking lot, you can see it. Or you can call 499-9345 and make an appointment to come in to see either myself or Diane to sign up to become a volunteer.
And I will tell you that I love just when I sometimes when I go in the library, I go in through that way. And I love going in RSVP because once you go through the door, you're greeted. Oh, it's different, I know, and shocking, but it makes you feel like you belong there. And they have wonderful get-togethers all year.
We
All
do.
year.
We have some good gatherings coming up. I actually have some dates. So Elder Services of Berkshire County is coming here on November 6th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon
Wow.
to do a presentation. We have another Alzheimer's Association informative event coming up on November 20th at 1 o'clock. And then we've started a quarterly, what we call the Mayor's Corner. So Mayor Marchetti will be here December 9th at 1 o'clock to discuss all things Pittsfield. You weren't at the last one. He was here last month. It was wildly successful. We had about volunteers in attendance at it. He got right into the meat and potatoes of, the issues that are happening here in our community. And afterwards, I had many volunteers who came up to me that thanked us for having him here and thanked the mayor, personally, and just said how nice it was to be able to have that one-on-one, type of conversation with the mayor. So it was very successful. We just had elder fraud and scam awareness education.
Huge
That
topic.
yeah, it is a huge topic. I mean, every time that the DA's office and the sheriff's department are here, I learn more about it myself. So that was really successful. They will be back. So they're doing the quarterly sessions here at RSVP. They will be back, date to be determined. We also have a confidence and creativity with AI, which is next week in the office. Tuesday, October 8th, because whether you like AI or you don't,
It's here.
it's here. And so you might as well kind of educate yourself a little bit on it. You have no intention of using it, but just to kind of know, what is out there. And we also have a holiday gathering coming up, which has become a volunteer favorite.
Yes, it is.
Last year it was pretty big attendance, and I'm pretty sure that this year it will also be attended well by the volunteers. And we love it. We have a good time, putting it on. We have food, and people come in and meet up with people you don't know. And it's just a nice social gathering, and there is a small gift that the volunteers do get for coming. So it's just our way of saying thank you for what they do all year. We also are going to do a wreath making this year
Oh,
activity
cool.
in the office, so that'll happen in December as well. So we do try to give back as much as we can to our volunteers. Because a lot of times when they do go out and they're volunteering in the community, they're not coming into RSVP on a daily basis. And again, it comes back to what you said about feeling welcomed. I want them to always feel welcome to come into this office.
And that's a something you reinstated there. that was gone. You were almost, I don't want to say a burden, but you weren't welcome. I mean, you walk in there, you're welcomed, whether it's a volunteer or a staff member. And that, to me, that's the sign of an organization that the people are comfortable working in. I just want to ask you to back over those dates again.
Sure.
For that, please.
So, our confidence and creativity with AI is Tuesday, October 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. At the office. You do have to call to reserve your spot. So you can
Yep.
call the office at 499-9345 if you're interested in attending. We have Elder Services of Berkshire County coming on November 6th at 1 p.m. And they're going to be discussing the services they offer to elder members of our community. So another good one. And then on Thursday, November 20th at 1 p.m., we have the Alzheimer's Association coming. You can learn about mild cognitive impairment. And dementia, learn about the 10 warning signs of dementia and how often we don't pick up on them until they're fairly serious and why it's important to get a
Yeah,
diagnosis
yeah.
early as possible. And then on Tuesday, December 9th, at 1 o'clock, we have the Mayor's Corner.
Yeah.
So that will be with Mayor Marchetti. And
What time is that? I'm sorry.
that's at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
He will be providing general updates about the city and then open the floor to questions. So it's a good time if you have
Yeah.
questions or you're interested in knowing about it. I know one of the first topics that we discussed, the last one, was the homelessness
Yeah.
or the unhoused issue going on. And, it's nice to be able to listen to what he has to say. And,
Yeah.
so because there's so many rumors floating around out there.
Yeah.
So it's nice to get that clarity.
There's a whole organization of disinformation, if that makes
Yes.
sense. There's people who, well, I heard in a coffee shop that Bill Sturgeon's hair's grown back. You know, it can be that ridiculous. And just to, what you just heard, listeners, viewers, listen what's going on there.
Yeah, we have a lot. I mean, and that's not even to mention the weekly classes that we have going
Yeah.
on. I mean, we have a Spanish class on
Wow.
Mondays from 1 to 2:30.
Oh, wow.
That one of our volunteers, Paul, he's fluent in Spanish, so he, is willing to sit here and help anybody
Wow.
learn
The one woman.
Spanish. Yep, we have a crochet class, which is like our knitting group, knitting and crocheting on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10:30 at the office.
Wow.
And then we have a French class. Actually, they just left. They're here every Wednesday from 1 to 2:30.
Oh,
Yeah, they had some French dish they were eating today, which wasn't, they offered me some, but I declined.
wow. Okay.
So that's, those are ongoing things that we have going on in the office.
Yeah.
And again,
Yeah.
the office has been refreshed. And, when I took over, it was kind of a mess in here. It was a lot
The kind.
of old things that were just thrown in places. The office is clean, and we just recently had new flooring installed.
Yeah.
So it's really a pretty space. And we have partnered up with the library because the library, as rents out meeting space
Yeah.
for people.
Yeah.
And oftentimes they don't have availability for some of these people in the community that need a meeting space. And so RSVP will be able to be rented out from 4 o'clock
Oh,
until the when the library closes. But you have to contact Sarah in Alex's office to set that up if you're interested in and a meeting space. So I know Pittsfield Beautiful has used our space before
Oh, cool.
for their meeting. We have a nice boardroom table that seats about 20 people around it. And in our front office area, you can fit about 10 people around the
Yeah.
table if
It's
we're
nice
talking
and
a little
comfortable
more
in there.
informal.
I mean, I've been to a few of the events. It's really nice and comfortable. And we must have had 25 people at the one of the I forget what it was for, but yeah, you were given.
It's comfortable. And I'd like to put that out there for our stations too. They will be getting that in the next newsletter as well, that the space is available for them. Because a lot of times, nonprofits like Pittsfield Beautiful, for instance, is a 501c3 that they don't have like a home base that is, because it's just about it's about it's entirely volunteer run. And so they don't have that space. So they have to look for a space to have their meetings. So, we have a nice space. And so I figured, it's just something nice that we can offer to the community, is to use the space here at RSVP for,
My
whatever.
friends, RSVP is if it's worth you looking into it. You as a volunteer, but also many of the things they're doing. I can't thank Lisa enough for coming on. She's always willing. She's, as I said, I support her in this and RSVP 100% because I see the good they're doing. I see the volunteers in the city hall and everywhere. Lisa, I can't thank you enough for coming on today. And just let me just say that I'm always here for you. And I can't wait to see your new program.
I can't wait. Maybe what you know what when I have when I get a date for when the first recording is, I would like to have you on as a guest to talk about what it is that you do as a volunteer for PCTV and for
I will do that.
WTBR.
I will do that, and I'll even have my hair done.
You'll shine it up a little bit.
Hopefully the sun will be out. Lisa Torres, thank you as a citizen and as a taxpayer of the city of Pittsfield. Please thank you and your huge staff of three. Thank them for all that they do along with their volunteers. As I say to every night, every time I sign off, and I mean it from my heart. God bless. And today, let's lift somebody up, not be pushing anybody down. We're all in this together. Let's help each other. Being kind costs nothing. Thanks, Lisa. Say hi to the old guy for me.
Thank you.